If the case for patient last name is Hinds, H-I-N-D-S. Again, H-I-N-D-S. First name is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Date of birth is February 8, 1959. CDCR number is C-13071. Next paragraph, referring physician to Salinas Valley State Prison. Salinas Valley State Prison. Next paragraph, chief complaint, a possible Parkinson's disease. Next paragraph, history present known as patient is a 66-year-old male, with the chief complaint, possible Parkinson's disease. He tells me that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease about 20 years ago. He tells me that he's seen doctor 20 years ago and he was shaking and he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and since then he's been taking medications for Parkinson's disease. He tells me that he's never seen a neurologist. Medicines that he's taking, including Sinemet. He tells me that the Sinemet is not helping with the shaking. He still has shaking. But the shaking is a constant. It is in both hands. They are symmetrical on both hands. Next paragraph, patient tells me a patient also has schizophrenia. Patient tells me that he has schizophrenia for many years. He tells me that he's taking medication for schizophrenia for many years. Next paragraph. A past medical history, schizophrenia, possible Parkinson's disease, bipolar disorder, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, current medications, patient is currently taking, based on the medication list, patient is taking carbidopa, levodopa, CR 25/100 milligram pills, one pill three times a day. Next number, entacapone, 200 milligrams, one pill three times a day. Next paragraph, patient's also taking valproic acid. Next number, lithium. Next number, Zyprexa. Next paragraph. Neurological examination, mental state examination, patient's awake and alert. He has got a poor memory. He does not remember the exam medications he's taking. Does not know when the diagnosis was given to him. His difficulty providing medical history about his medication and medical conditions. Next paragraph, patient's awake and alert. Patient follow commands appropriately. There's no aphasia. Next paragraph, cranial nerve examination. Facial expression symmetrically. There's no decrease in eye blinking frequency. There's no mask face. Patient speaks with the normal volume. Patient speak with normal speed. There's no monotonous voice. Next for remote examination, patient does have resting tremors. However, there's no pin rolling tremors. There's no cogwheel rigidity. Patient also have action tremors in both arms. Motor strength 5 out of 5 symmetrically. Gait examination, there's no significant shuffle in gait. Next group, impression, tremors of both arms bilaterally. Patient has resting tremors and action tremors. However, there's no cogwheel rigidity. There's no decrease in eye blinking frequency. There's no significant bradykinesia. There's no mask face. There's no significant shuffling gait. Next paragraph, a differential diagnosis for his arm shaking would include several possibilities. Likely possibilities, likely medication side effects, such as from lithium, valproic acids, Zyprexa, and the psych medication that he took for his schizophrenia. Explained to patient that psych medication can cause tremors, specifically lithium, valproic acid, and Zyprexa. Other differential diagnosis for his tremors for his arm would also include benign essential tremors. Other less likely differential diagnosis will also include head trauma induced Parkinsonism, such as that he has history of boxing significant in the past. Explained to him that repetitive head injury can cause Parkinsonism symptoms and Parkinson's disease. Next paragraph, recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next paragraph, recommendation, obtain a DAT scan, to look into the basal ganglia. The DOT scan will be helpful to see if there's any basal ganglia abnormalities. First up, if there's basal ganglia abnormalities, this is likely Parkinson's disease. If there's no significant abnormalities in the basal ganglia, these are likely medication side effects that induce tremors. Next paragraph, I'll recommend patient to follow with me after the DAT scan, a DAT scan. First up, a patient will also benefit from a brain MRI. If he has never had one, first up, the brain MRI will be useful to look for structural lesions from his history of boxing and head traumas. First up, next number. First up, next number, consider to minimize the psych medication, specifically the valproic acid, lithium and valproic acid, and Zyprexa, if possible. First up, however, a patient has a significant history of schizophrenia. First up, I do not know if it's possible to lower these medications. So first up, next number. If he is found to have no Parkinson's disease, may benefit reduce or taper off slowly of the Parkinson's disease medications such as fasinumet and entacapone. First up, this is a recommendation with the file with me in 3 months. So first up, I would like to review the DOT scan, DAT at that time. Also review the brain MRI. First up, at that time, first up, this marks a de-implication.